It's here and now. The Roy family is back.
So I have your dad, and he has a message.
Congratulations on saying the biggest number, you morons.
The last season of HBO's hit television series Succession premiered this week. So once again, we're following four wealthy, dysfunctional children and their power struggles with their domineering father. We're joined by NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans to talk about the new season and how the show might say goodbye. Hey, Eric.
That was incredibly brutal, wasn't it? Welcome to the world of Succession.
Yeah. And that also, you know, like, just proves the point that this kind of may be the most unrelatable family in America. Billion-dollar deals, private jets, every action they take makes front-page news. But people are still rooting for these characters, coming back every season, every week.
I know I am.
What do you think makes this show so compelling? Why, Eric? Why?
Well, I'm going to push back on one element of that, which is I do think these characters are relatable. I think the reason why Succession is so compelling to people is that it's actually this incredibly prescient satire of the wealthy, right? Mm. We have these four kids. They seem almost infantilized by the inherited wealth that they have had. You get the sense that they couldn't get anything done if they didn't have an army of flunkies to do it for them.
We love watching that.
Right. And then there's a commentary on sort of politics and media and how so much of it can be affected by the foibles and the pressures of the wealthy people who own these platforms. And so it really is about this dysfunctional family. And there's a sense that these people do kind of want to connect with each other, but they want to connect on their own terms. Mm-hmm. And they are so used to dealing with each other in a toxic way that it is very hard for them to actually connect with each other.
Mm. So these three Roy children, Kendall, Roman, and Shiv, last season's finale and now the start of this season are giving us something new. The three children actually working together to compete against their father. What's your take on this new dynamic of kids teaming up instead of working against each other? Don't know what's worse.
Well, you know, last season was the story of Kendall and his sort of lone wolf attempt to take down the patriarch of the family, Logan Roy. And he was constantly outmaneuvered by Logan because Logan had this ability to manipulate his siblings. And by the end of that season, the other siblings realized what was happening. And so they all decided to come together. They quickly settled on this idea of buying this company that Logan also wants. Mm. Mostly because he wants it, right? And Kendall has this great quote where he's trying to convince the other siblings, we should try to buy this thing that our dad wants. And let's listen to this clip.
If we partner up with our name, with these here, some other pieces of our experience, Shiv, the yummy dummy demi, my profile is the fearless fighter of the good fight, you as the dirty little pushing the filth buttons. I mean, I think, yeah, new Gen Roy's. We have a song to sing.
Yummy, dummy, demi.
So now you can tell from that clip that Kendall is the kind of guy who has a lot of empty terminology at his beck and call. And he has this way of sort of just spouting all of this jargon that he thinks means something, but ultimately reveals sort of how little he actually knows and how little he's actually capable of.
So their father, who you've been talking about, Logan, is usually the loudest in any room. But there was a rather more reflective moment with him in this first episode. Here he is talking to his bodyguard.
Do you think there's anything after all this? Afterwards?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think this is it, right?
Maybe.
It's kind of deep. This is a show all about legacy. It's literally in the title from the first scene of the first episode. The central question has been which child is going to succeed Logan. So what do you think this quieter moment says about where Logan is as a character?
First of all, Logan has been ill-tempered through the whole episode. He can't admit that he misses his children. He can't admit that it bothers him that they've united against him. But clearly that is what is bothering him. And I think in this scene, you also get the sense that why is he so ruthless? Why does he treat people so terribly? Because he thinks this is all there is.
So just finally, the Roy family, I think we all think resembles this other powerful dynasty, the Murdochs. And The show covers the media, politics, and the interplay between both of them. So do you think this final season has anything new to say about the kind of power the wealthy wield in our society?
Well, some of this is about how does the whims and the fights and the compulsions of these people affect the media that we see? How does it affect the politics that rule the country? How does it affect who runs things and who doesn't? This is the final season. So the question of who is going to succeed Logan is top of mind for fans.
It has to be resolved.
And they got to do something to address that, we hope, by the end of the show.
All right. Well, eat it up, folks. That's NPR's TV critic, Eric Deggans. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.